be still and know that I am God. The number one reason most people don't know God, I'll tell you what it is, busyness. Sorry, God, I'm just too busy. I'm up. I got to get off. I got a lot of things to do. I don't have time to talk to you. I don't have time to listen to you. I'm sorry, God. God gets pushed to the side. You're relationally skimming, and you don't have time because you're too busy. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. You got to slow down and be quiet.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, as we come to the last couple of days in our series called Awesome Relationships, Pastor Rick Warren continues with his look at how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this brand new series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can take all of your relationships to a level you never dreamed possible with the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Becoming Best Friends with God.
So let's look at five ways to begin building a lifetime friendship with God. I have been a friend of God now for over 45 years. And some of the things that I want to share with you are things from my own personal experience of how I've gotten to know God on a personal basis. Now, here are the five things. Number one, write these down. First, make knowing God my number one priority. Make knowing God my number one priority. You're never going to be a good friend of God if it's kind of way down your list. You can't do it in your spare time. It's the reason you were created, and it ought to be the most important thing in your life. If you don't get anything else done, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Now, I've told you how I do this. I'll tell you again. I've done it for literally decades. Every morning when I wake up, before I get out of bed, I do this every single day of my life. I sit on the edge of my bed and I pray a simple two-sentence prayer. And it says this, God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to know you a little bit better and I want to love you a little bit more because that's the first purpose of my life. If I miss that, I have wasted the day. Now, it doesn't matter how many things I accomplish, how many achievements I do, how popular I become, how much money I make. None of that matters if at the end of the day, I don't know God a little bit better and I don't love him a little bit more. I just wasted that day because God did put me or you on this planet simply to do stuff. God did not create you simply to mark things off your to-do list. The number one reason you're here and alive is for God to love you and for you to learn to love him back. You missed that, sorry, you just wasted your life. Because you weren't put here to go to school, get a job, retire, and die. There's more to life than that. You make it the number one priority of your life. And at the end of the day, if everything has gone wrong in my life, I've had one disaster after another, I've blown it, I've sinned, I've made mistakes, bad things have happened to me. If at the end of the day I know God a little bit better and I love him a little bit more, that day was a success, no matter what else happened. You're not going to build a friendship with God in your spare time. You've got to make it the number one goal of your life, more important than making money or anything else. Paul says it like this in Philippians chapter 3. Everything else is worthless compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus. I've discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, that I may know Christ. He said, when I think of all the other stuff I'm doing in my life, it's all junk, it's all trash, it's all garbage. It really doesn't matter when I compare to the most important thing in my life, and that is becoming a friend of God. Preparing myself for eternity. Now, the Bible says in Jeremiah, God says this, you will find me. You will find me when? You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Are you doing that? I mean, really? No, you're not.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
If you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they are worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This 4-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, cultivate amazing friendships, and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. There's only 48 hours left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, the Bible says in Jeremiah, God says this, you will find me. You will find me when? You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Are you doing that? I mean, really? No, you're not. You're not seeking God with all your heart. It's one of the nice things you'd like to do in life, but it's long down the line with prepare for retirement, get a job, find somebody to marry, go to school, or all the other things. It's just one of the things in your life. He says, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Do you know why I know God? Because I have sought him with all my heart. And I've done it for years. Knowing and loving God is the greatest privilege in life. Being known by God and being loved by God is the greatest pleasure in life. This is all a matter of values. Nothing's going to happen in your life until you decide what value is most important in your life. And I've decided the most important value in my life is knowing the Creator who made me to love him. You know, I just got back from this trip from Europe, and I discovered that you can tell what people value by just listening to what they brag about. When you hear people brag about their kids, you know they value their kids more than anything else. If you value your job more than anything else, you brag about your job. If you value wealth more than anything else, you brag about how much money you've made. And you brag about your car and all the possessions you've got. If clothing and looking good is the most important value, you brag about the kind of clothes you've got. And if you value partying and going to parties on weekends, you talk about partying. Whatever you talk about most in life is what you value the most. Now, here's what the Bible says. Look here on the screen. Jeremiah 9. God says, the wise must not brag about their wisdom, and the strong must not brag about their money or their strength, and the rich must not brag about their money. But if someone wants to brag, let him brag that he really understands and knows me. That's the one thing God says it's okay for you to brag about. I know God. I'm a friend of God. God and me, we're like this. We're good friends. He says that's what matters most. Knowing God is what matters most in life. It's the most important thing. And there is no more important relationship in your life. If you get this relationship right, the one with God, all the other relationships are gonna even out. You'll have better friends, you'll have a better marriage, you'll have better coworkers. All your other relationships come into focus when the vertical one is right. All the horizontal ones come in even. So the first thing I have to do is just say, okay, for the rest of my life. This has not been true in my life, but it's going to be for the rest of my life. The number one thing I want to do for the rest of my life, no matter how much time I've got left, is I'm going to get to know God. I'm going to do that. I'm going to become a friend of God. God and me, we're going to be like this. I'm going to develop a friendship, and I'm going to learn and love him. By the way, how do you know when you don't know God? Well, Jesus tells us. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says the one characteristic, the most common characteristic of somebody who doesn't know God as a friend. Oh, you know about God, but you don't know him as a friend. The number one characteristic is this: worry. Are any of you familiar with this word? Worry is acting like you're an atheist. It's pretending there is no God. It's acting like you're an orphan, that you don't have a heavenly father. Whenever you're worried, you're saying, I have forgotten all the things that God has promised me in his word, and it's all up to me, and it's not up to God, it's up to me. No, it's not up to you. God has made all of these promises to care for you in your life, and every time you're worrying, you're saying, I really don't know God. I really don't trust him at this moment. I've forgotten what he said to me and what he's promised to take care of in my life. I gotta make knowing God my number one priority. Second thing, number two, and how to develop a deep personal friendship with God. Slow down and shut up. Let me say it nicer. Slow down and be quiet. You gotta spend time with God every day. We call it a daily quiet time. It may be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And what you do is you sit down in your favorite chair and you get your double espresso, mocha latte, cappuccino, frappuccino over the Al Pacino, and you know, you get all that and you get comfy, and then you talk to God and you listen to God. You talk to God in prayer and you listen to God by reading his word. And a minimum daily requirement would be 5, 10, 15 minutes just to get started in your relationship with God. If you don't spend time with God, you're not gonna get to know God. A friendship with God is like any other friendship. If you say the guy is your friend and you never spend any time with him, he's not your friend. You may say he is, but he's not your friend. You make time for your friends. You spend time with them, you talk with them, you have conversation with them, you see them in all kinds of circumstances, you hang out with them. Friends, you must hang out with. And if you're gonna be a friend with God, you gotta hang out with God a little bit every day. It's called a daily quiet time. Now let me show you some verses from the Bible. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. The number one reason most people don't know God, I'll tell you what it is: busyness. Sorry, God, I'm just too busy. I'm up. I gotta get off. I got a lot of things to do. I don't have time to talk to you. I don't have time to listen to you. I'm sorry, God. God gets pushed to the side. You're relationally skimming, and you don't have time because you're too busy. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. You gotta slow down and be quiet. Psalm 25 says this, verse 14. Friendship with the Lord is reserved. In other words, not everybody gets to be God's friend. Friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who reverence him. In other words, they take the time to honor God. They take the time to be quiet. They have reverence for God. With them, those who reserve time for God, he shares the secrets of his covenant. Most people never learn the secrets of life. Why? Because they never spend any time with God. God does not share the secrets of life with everybody. When you go through life going, I don't understand this. I don't know why this does not make sense, because you don't know the secrets of life. And the reason you don't know the secrets of life, you don't spend any time with God. Friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who reverence him. They take the time. They go, I'm gonna carve out some time on my schedule. With them, he shares the secrets of his covenant. Now, when you spend this time with God on a daily basis, how are you supposed to talk to God? Well, you don't have to be formal. You don't have to use any fancy religious language. You don't have to use thee and thou. And you don't have to have all these fancy terms for God like, oh, thou great progenitor of the human race. You know, God's gonna go, huh? No, you just talk to God the way I'm talking to you right now. God, you just be honest to God. You be simple, you be authentic, you be real, and you just talk to God about whatever's on your heart. If something's bugging you, you talk about that. If something's blessing you, you talk about that. You don't have to use any fancy language. The Bible says this in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus is talking about how to pray, how to talk to God as a friend. He says this, when you come before God, don't turn it into a theatrical production. I love that. You ever seen anybody praying to show off? Oh, yeah. You've been like in a small group and they're praying and somebody uses all this flowery language. You go, whoa, that was a good. I want to hold up a 9999, you know. That was a, you know, my little prayer is God bless the duckies and the piggies and, you know, and they got all this. Look, you don't have to be an English major to pray fancy. My prayers are not very fancy. My prayers are very simple. I don't have flowery words when I pray. They're very simple words because God doesn't look at the art of your prayer. He looks at the heart of your prayer. He doesn't care about fancy words, religious phrases. We just want to know, hey, God, this is really bugging me. And you just talk to him as a friend, as a friend. And he says, that's the kind of way I want you to pray. When you come before God, don't turn it into a theatrical production. Just find a quiet, secluded place. And the reason for that is I recommend that you pray aloud. I don't know about you, but when I close my eyes and I talk in my mind, I fall asleep. Now, that, you know, I can't tell you how many quiet times I fall asleep and I wake up, my Bible's on my chest, I go, well, I feel spiritual, but it didn't do any good. So I would encourage, you know, if you have to get in your car, so you can talk to God aloud. I like to talk to God when I'm driving. And in fact, you can talk to God all the time. You know how, like, sometimes you're talking to somebody and you're talking to yourself at the same time? You can do that. You can be talking to somebody else and be talking to yourself at the same time. Well, you can talk to somebody else, talk to God at the same time. In fact, I'm doing that right now. While I'm talking to you about God, I'm talking to God about you. By the way, he says you're cool. And so you can talk to God anytime, anywhere. And he says, just find a secluded place where you can talk. You won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and as honestly as you can manage in this daily quiet time, and the focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. Slow down and be quiet. You gotta make time if you're gonna build a friendship with God, just like any other friendship. Number three, third thing you gotta do to become best friends with God is this: decide whose friendship you want the most. Decide whose friendship you want most. Because you can't be friends with everybody. And if you're friends with everybody else, you don't have any time to be friends with God. And if you're friends with people who are anti-God, then that's gonna pull you away from him and they'll influence you in the wrong way. Let me show you some verses. Look up here on the screen. The Bible says this, 1 Timothy 6:21. Some people have missed the most important thing in life. Well, what is that? They don't know God. Now, you may know a whole lot about other things, but if you don't know God, you're foolish. You don't know the most important thing. You may know the statistics for everybody on your favorite sports team. You may know the stock market prices on all your favorite companies. You may know the recipes. You may know the top 20 hits and all the lyrics to all of those songs. And, you know, you're gaga for gaga, and you just have all kinds of fun. You may know what every celebrity is doing wrong with every other celebrity because you spend more time reading People magazine than the Bible. Why in the world would you do that? Is reading People magazine making you a better person? No, it's making you a gossip. Some people spend more time watching TV than reading the Bible and wonder why they're not friends with God. Some people spend more time reading the newspaper than they do reading God's word and wonder why they're not friends with God. You've got to decide whose friendship you want the most. Now it says, some people miss the most important thing in life. How is it that God made me, God loves me, God created me for a relationship, friendship, and I could miss that? How's that possible? Real simple. other things become more important to you. And you're more important in your you're more interested in your career or making money or finding a marriage mate or whatever it is. The Bible says it very clearly, James chapter 4, verse 4. You should know that loving the world is the same as hating God. What in the world does that mean? Anyone who wants to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Now, what does that mean? He says, I'm not supposed to love the world, and yet the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16, and it says, God so loved the world. Okay, so which is it? Am I supposed to be like God and love the world, John 3:16, or am I supposed to be like, this verse says, don't love the world because that's being an enemy of God? Well, the answer is found in the meaning of the word world. In John 3:16, God so loved the world, he's talking about the people of the world, and we're to love the people of the world. In this verse, and in 1 John 2:16, it says, don't love not the world. He's talking about the world's value system. What is the world's value system? He says, you're not to love the world's value system. The world's value system is this. If you're not good looking and attractive and handsome and beautiful, you don't matter. That's the world's value system. The world's value system is, if you're not talented, you don't matter. The world's value system is, if you're not famous, you don't matter. The world's value system is, if you're not rich, you don't matter. These are all lies. They're all false. The world's value system is position, possession, passion, pleasure, profit, and popularity, prestige. These are the things that the world values, salary, success, and status. The Bible says if you value the things of this world, you're an enemy of God, because God couldn't care less about how you look. What he cares about is your heart. And God couldn't care less about how much money you make. He cares about who you are. And God couldn't care less about how much talent you've got. He cares about, do you have character? Not what you do, but who you are. And he says, you are to love the people of the world and not love the world's values. You know what the problem is? We do the exact opposite.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Now, if you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, well, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they're worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This four-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, to cultivate amazing friendships and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. There's only 48 hours left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Every day on this broadcast, we look to God's word for our daily hope. But the Bible says the greatest hope is this. One day, at the right time, God is going to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Jesus as the head. One day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a day that's going to be. People from every tribe, every nation, every language group, every ethnic group bringing praise to God and admitting that Jesus is who he said he was. I look forward to that day, and I know you do too. Thanks for listening. I love you, and I'll be praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.